From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield, topping our report this hour. Not everyone is happy with how Rutgers ended the pro-Palestinian encampment last week, agreeing to 8 of the 10 demands made by protesters. Politicians on both sides of the aisle say the school should not be negotiating with those that they feel were violating the law and were concerned for the safety of students on campus. Quote, any capitulation whatsoever to anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesters is absolutely disgraceful, end quote, says Congressman Chris Smith. A new study claims that gas stove emissions cause higher childhood asthma rates and even early death.
According to the Stanford research published in the journal Science Advances, a mix of pollutants could be responsible for as many as 200,000 such cases of asthma. The long-term exposure to nitrogen dioxide from gas stoves could also be causing as many as 19,000 adult deaths every year. Early in his presidency, the Biden administration suggested the Consumer Product Safety Commission could ban gas stoves. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Groups want to work with the momentum of a recent announcement by Governor Murphy and scrap New Jersey's rule that blocks ex-cons from serving on juries. Emily Schwartz is with the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice.
By having a line drawn in the sand where if you have a conviction, you simply cannot respond to jury duty, that amounts to enormous discrimination in the jury pool process.
At an event last week, Governor Murphy said he supports the proposed change. Loose pigs were caught roaming in two South Jersey towns.
A 200-pound pig seen wandering the streets of a Gloucester County town drew a police response on Friday. Two Washington Township cops wrestled the pig into submission. Pumbaa the pig was soon reunited with his owner. Police said a child had left the pasture gate open, allowing him to escape. Around 15 miles north, police in Mount Laurel also found a pig on Friday. They said the animal was given a picture-perfect place to spend the night while they tried to reunite this second pig with its owner. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. How much warmer will it get over the next few days? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There might be a stray shower early on tonight. So the vast majority of the area, though, will be dry. We'll have clouds giving way to some clearing later on. Low temperatures tonight in the mid-50s. Warmer but less humid tomorrow with intervals of clouds and sunshine. High temperature tomorrow pretty close to 80. It will be closer to 70 at the shore. A shower or thunderstorm in spots late tomorrow night, low near 60. Then a very warm day Wednesday with clouds and some sun and a stray thunderstorm, high 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Weather brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. 68 in Orange, 64 in Hillsborough, 64 in Toms River. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.